Cardinal Bernardino, the Archbishop of Chicago, way back in the 90s, he wrote a book when he was dying of cancer in 1990s, and it was called The Gift of Peace. He writes about his life and how he might think of his upcoming death. And this is what he wrote. It's the first day of November, and fall is giving way to winter. Soon the trees will lose their beautiful colors of leaves, and snow will cover the ground. Chicago winters are harsh. It's a time of dying. But we know that spring will come with all its new life and wonders. And he continues, "It is quite clear that I will not be alive in the spring. But I will soon be experiencing new life in a different way. Many people have asked me to tell them about heaven and the afterlife. I sometimes smile at the request because I don't know any more than they do. Yet when one young person asked, I made a connection." And this is his connection. "The first time I traveled with my mother and sister to my parents' homeland in Italy, I felt like I had been there before. After years of looking at my mother's photo albums, I knew the mountains, the land, the houses, the people. As soon as we entered the valley, I said, my God, I know this place. I am home. Somehow, I think crossing from this life into eternal life will be similar. I will be home. Since the time we could reflect on our lives, we question, what is the meaning of all of this? Why was I born? Why am I here? What happens to me when all this is over? Where will I go when I die?" You know, as we move toward the end of the liturgical year, with just a few weeks to Advent and a new church year, the readings turn our thoughts and minds to the end of our lives. It asks us to reflect on what Jesus says about what happens to us when we die. Reminds us that this life is only temporary. We are pilgrim people on a journey, journeying on our way to eternal life. Eternal life with our Creator. And yet many do not believe in heaven, in life after death. Some think we're put in a hole and it's all over. And others think we keep coming back in other forms of life, this reincarnation, you know, as another person or something. And yet Jesus says that life is a testing ground for who will use wisely what they have been given by God as to if they will be with God in eternity. So today in the gospel, we hear a dialogue Jesus had with the religious leaders. The Sadducees were not like the Pharisees. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, because the Pharisees believed in the resurrection, but the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. That's why they were sad, you see? Some of you are like, you aren't listening, right? Those have been with me for years, they know every time the Sadducees come up, I always bring that up, because I heard it once in my scripture class. The professor was actually almost going blind, and he said he did the same thing to us, and we're like, huh? The Pharisees believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. That's why they were Sadducees. Okay? Anyway, hopefully you'll never forget the difference between a Pharisee and a Sadducee now, right? But anyway, this is where the story gets complicated in the gospel. Because if the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection, why were they asking Jesus which wife she will be if she marries the seven brothers during her time here on earth? He's obviously trying to trick him, because they didn't even believe in what they were asking. And Jesus is smarter than to be trapped in a dispute kind of over the Mosaic law, but he instead speaks about the resurrection and life after death, since this is really what's at issue here. So he tells them that the dead will rise because God is not the God of the dead, but God of the living. God is the source of all life, and our lives here on earth are given to us as a gift. And we believe in this, and this is the beginning of the journey that will continue on in eternal life. And Jesus makes it clear that it matters how we live it and where we look to find life. And those who acknowledge him in this life, he says he will acknowledge before God the Father. And those who deny him in this life, he will deny in the next. If God's our friend in this life, he will be faithful to his friends in the next life. When I was in seminary, I didn't just learn about the Sadducees and why they were sad, you see. I met two foreign seminarians who were studying with us, who attended the seminary with me. One was from Central America, and the other one was from China. Miguel, obviously the one from Central America, because his name is Miguel, right? He told me what life was like in Central America, because I was there in the 90s, so we're talking about the 80s, and for those who are old enough, you know all that was going on with Reagan and then Central America in the 80s when he was in seminary. And he told me that the government had done horrible things to him. And when I asked him, he didn't want to talk about it because he was in the seminary, and at that time the government was going through all of the seminaries. And he didn't want to talk about it, but he certainly was a holy man who's set his eyes on heaven. And it didn't matter what people were going to do to him. He was going to remain faithful to God. And the other seminarian, Key, who went by the name Joseph in the seminary, he was part of the underground church in China, and who remained faithful to the Holy Father, because they had the national church and the underground church. And the national church made allegiance to the government, and the underground church made allegiance to the Holy Father in terms of who gets appointed as bishop and all of that. And he spoke about how lucky we were. He used to talk to us about that we could actually show our faith publicly, because he knew that if he would be jailed in the Chinese government if even he just celebrated Mass for the people in the underground church in China. These men were risking their lives for believing in Jesus and knew that one day they could easily, when they went back, both to Central America and to China, that they could risking their lives and going back, and they could easily be martyred. But that was okay with them because their destination, they were destined to be with God. In our culture, we don't even give up sports for God. There's very little we would sacrifice for our faith in God. And I was in seminary with these guys who just seemed like they sacrificed so much more than I ever did. In the first reading, we hear about Antiochus IV, who forced the Jews to go against their religion, and the seven brothers and a mother who refused to follow the king's orders. And they kept each other strong. And they were encouraging each other as they watched him martyr the family members one by one. One brother said that everything that he had was received from God and that he would give it all back to remain faithful to God. So the goal in our lives here on earth is to prepare ourselves for eternal life in heaven. We say that parents are entrusted with the little souls of their children to set them on a path to know this great life God has given them. And they will have to answer for how they cared for them. Spouses are joined in marriage to help each other get to heaven. And we say that God entrusted the soul of your spouse to you to bring out the best in him or her. For the priest or the religious, it's the parish or the community that's supposed to help us get to heaven. The priests and religious are out to help the parishioners get to heaven. This is the final goal of the Christian life. All other goals in this life should help us attain that one goal that brings meaning to the short time here. So Nietzsche, some of you may know him, the atheist, the philosopher who said a lot of things that confused a lot of people, did say once, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." So eternal life with God being the why, the brothers and the mother in the first reading remain faithful to God. The two seminarians and Cardinal Bernardine, and hopefully you and I will endure any how it might take to live forever with Christ in heaven, our final home. Is your life leading you to eternal life with God? If not, then what do you say your purpose is for being here and your final home is?